Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sarah Shalala. A new report is calling for the federal government to subsidise the cost of computers and access to the internet for Indigenous students to improve education outcomes. Released today on Close the Gap Day, the report shows almost one in four Indigenous households had no internet access. World Vision and the Australian Literacy and Numeracy Foundation published the report, noting examples of creativity and resilience during last year's coronavirus-induced school closures, including teachers dropping off copies of materials to offline students and others offering classes over the radio. Meanwhile, another study released today by Curtin University has found that non-Indigenous teachers must learn more about Indigenous cultures in order to retain higher rates of Indigenous students at the tertiary level. Researcher Dr. Jonathan Bullen says Indigenous students need culturally informed support.
For an educator to understand the context of the student can get that sense of this person knows where I'm coming from and I can feel safe engaging in this experience with them.
Indigenous leader Noel Pearson is urging the federal government to not give up on the push for a referendum on an Indigenous voice to Parliament. The government has previously ruled out a referendum on the issue within this parliamentary term, instead deciding to pursue plans for a legislated voice to Parliament, which could be abolished by future governments. In a speech at the National Museum of Australia, Mr. Pearson says the 2017 Uluru Statement from the Heart made it clear that a legislated voice to Parliament is not good enough.
It is about the recognition of Indigenous Australians in the Constitution, which empowers the Parliament to legislate the voice to Parliament as the means by which Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are recognised in the nation.
Australia's domestic spy agency says it has discovered and removed a significant number of foreign spies from Australia over the past 12 months. Delivering his annual threat assessment, Director General of Security ASIO, Mike Burgess, also says the agency will be changing the way it refers to violent extremist threats, with the removal of the words Islamic extremism and right-wing extremism.
Put simply, the current labels are no longer fit for purpose. They no longer adequately describe the phenomenon we are seeing. As an example, thinking about the proliferation of violent groups ascribed to various political ideologies, it's unhelpful to characterise groups such as simply extreme left-wing or extreme right-wing.
The New York Police Department has stepped up patrols in some of the city's prominent Asian neighbourhoods after shootings in the Atlanta area left six Asian women dead. A white 21-year-old man is facing murder and assault charges over the shootings. Police say it is too early to say if the attack at massage parlours in Georgia are a hate crime. Detective Suk Tu says people are scared.
They're very concerned, so that's why we're here today to outreach them, speak their native language, and just to let them know that we're here. You know, please, you know, give us a call, you know, even though we have language lines, and don't be fearful of reporting it.
To sport now, former Collingwood president Eddie Maguire says the decision to resign was his alone, and he was not pressured to do so by the club's board. On the day of the report release, which found systemic racism at the club, Mr. Maguire said it marked historic and proud moment for the club, comments which attracted some criticism. Speaking publicly for the first time since his resignation, Mr. Maguire told Channel 9's Footy Classified he made the decision to resign because it was the best thing for Collingwood.
I want to do the right thing, right? My whole life has been dedicated to promulgating the great things of AFL football and the Collingwood Football Club. So I made that decision.
I'm Sarah Shalala. This is SBS News in Easy English.